I'm sorry, I'm still annoyed, baby. I know. I'm sorry too. It's not your fault, it's not my fault. It's not either of our faults. I'm not really upset with you. I'm upset with, like, the situation. Yeah, it's just frustrating when we can't communicate. Yeah, I know. We're both speaking the same language, but sometimes I feel like you don't understand me, and I feel like I understand you, but then you make me feel like I don't. And no, it's not your fault. Like, if I'm not, well, that's what communication is, though. It's getting two people to say things that the other person hears and accepts, like, yeah, because it's, I don't know, do you know that game Telephone? Well, if you didn't do drama, you would never, like, I don't know, this might be just, like, might be a drama kid thing. There's this game that you used to do when you're in drama a long time ago, or I don't know, maybe you even do this in improv, too, where you tell a message to the person standing next to you, and that person tells a message to the person standing next to them, it's a big circle, and it goes around, and the message will inevitably come back to you. And the idea is that you relay the message exactly as you heard it, without altering it at all. And the goal is really to try to get the initial message back to the person who sent it. But as it goes around, and the more people it passes through, the message gets distorted, and by the time it gets back to the person, it is not what they said at all. It is something completely different. Yeah. It feels like everything we say to each other is just a big game of telephone. It feels like I'm saying something, and then someone else is catching what I'm saying, and then changing it, and then changing it, and then changing it, and then it gets to you. And then what you hear is not what I said. Well, the same thing could be said on the other side too, because what I'm hearing that you're saying is clearly not what you're intending. That's why it's important to give each other the benefit of the doubt. Like, that's the most important thing in a relationship. Well, besides communication. Yeah, it's that, like, the second you start assuming your partner has malice behind the things they do and say, you know, it's over. Yeah, it's basically over at that point. If you just assume that your partner has bad intentions and that the things they're trying to do, no, I know we don't think that. At least I don't think that. Yeah, I don't think what you're saying is you're trying to be hurtful or you're trying to, like, no, I don't think you're trying to cut me down at all. That's what I'm hearing. That's the problem. Is it's a disconnect, and that's not your fault. It's not my fault. I mean, it isn't my fault, really. Like, I have to catch myself, because, yeah, obviously I want to be like, yeah, it's not my fault. Like, this is my problem. I need to fix it and all this stuff. But, like, it isn't. It's like these are byproducts of classic, like, childhood trauma and shit. Yeah, like like, whose parents didn't fuck him up, you know? Whose parents didn't give him an inferiority complex and make him feel like, you know, this small all the time and kind of feel shitty about themselves and who they were. And yeah, and maybe that's why I carry that into our relationship, clearly. Yeah, because what you're saying isn't meant to, like, break me down, but, like, I hear it as, like, attacks. And then I get defensive, and then that causes you to feel like, you know, that this is a fight. And then when you get into fight mode because of all your triggers, when people get defensive, you get scared because of, oh, yeah, and I don't blame you. Your past would, of course you'd get scared. I love you. I do. I love you. I love you so fucking much. That's why this shit scares me. It fucking scares me. Yeah, it does. I don't want to break up with you. I don't want to lose you. I want our relationship to work. I want us to work. I want us to be functioning and happy and okay and healthy. I so desperately want that. But, like, when we get into these communication problems, it is, it drives me fucking batshit. It truly does. Because I don't know how to fucking fix it. Like, what? Like, do we get a translator? Like, I don't know. No, I know. I don't know. Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I'm a big believer in the first step of any problem is figuring out there's a problem to fix. And we know that we have a problem with communication. We have issues when we talk to each other. We just have to be more mindful of each other's triggers, I guess. I mean, that's the start of it. I guess, and also having these kind of conversations too are important. Yeah, ones where we can... Because I know we're both still kind of emotional, but like, we're talking. We're not getting heated. This is communication. We're doing it right now. So we know we're able to do it. It's feasible. We just have to be in a headspace to do it. And I guess be vulnerable, which is that... Hey, I'm just as guilty of it. We're both equally guilty about, yeah, exposing our vulnerabilities and just allowing ourselves to be vulnerable in front of the other person. That's hard. That's hard to do in any situation. Like, and I know, like, but you have to believe that I love you unconditionally. I think I believe it in the sense of, like, my waking brain knows that, you know? Like, me standing here in front of you right now is just like, I know that. I know you love me unconditionally. And I hope that you know that I love you unconditionally. But, yeah, obviously, somewhere in our subconscious, we don't fully trust that. We don't fully believe that someone could love us without any restraints, you know? You know, it's because deep down, that 10-year-old version of us doesn't believe that shit. They believe we're just as unlovable then as we are now, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But I'm willing to carry it. Yours and mine, yeah. Everyone brings baggage into a relationship, baby. I would love to see a person that just has someone who has no baggage. I don't know. They must have lived a very comfortable, cushy, happy life. I don't want to know them. Yeah. If there's someone who has no baggage, I don't know if I want to date them. Because everyone carries something. If you're not carrying something, you're clearly lying to me. It's true. You're either lying or you lived a perfect life, and I gotta know more about your perfect life. Yeah, I can't relate to it, but I want to know more. Of course you can come here. Come on, come here. Let me give you a hug. I love you. I love you so much. I don't want to fight with you. No, I don't want to fight with you. I never want to fight with you. We're going to be okay. Alright? I promise. I promise. I promise, promise, promise. I promise we're going to be okay.
We're going to figure this out, baby. Yes, we will. It'll just take time. Yeah. We just have to be good at forgiving each other. And even more importantly, forgive ourselves. Yeah. Because neither of us are going to be perfect. We're going to make mistakes. But it's just not about beating ourselves up for them. Yeah. I love you so much, baby. You are my entire fucking world. You are. There's no one else I want to do this with. I mean, there really isn't anyone else in the world I want to do this with. All of it. The ups and the downs. Like, today was a shitty day. It was a shitty day by every metric, but I am still super happy that I have you, you know? No, you didn't make today shitty. Today was shitty just because we weren't getting along, but that's not because of you. It's not because of me. No, it's neither of our faults. Yeah, because this isn't about blame. I think that's the first thing we need to... Yeah, there's no blame here. Second, we start ascribing blame, that's a recipe for disaster. Yeah. I don't blame you for what happened today. Do you blame me? Well, then if no one, if you don't, if I can't blame you and you don't blame me, then there's no one at fault. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay, baby. You're not going to lose me. Mm-mm. No, you're not. I love you. I love you so much. It's okay. We're gonna be okay. I just know it. Yeah. I just know it.